This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When you think of Sergei Rachmaninoff, the Russian-born composer, maybe you think of his epic piano works, maybe his symphonies. But what about opera? It may not be widely known, but Rachmaninoff finished three operas in his lifetime, and his first, Aleiko, is now being staged by Commonwealth Lyric Theatre. And it's the subject of this week's Artery segment, where we talk to the region's leading artists and critics about an event that excites them. With me in the studio is Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair, a Boston art salon. Graham, great to see you again.
Great to see you. It's been a while.
It has. So, Graham, tell us more about Aleiko.
Like you said before, it's written by Rachmaninoff, who's, of course, a huge composer in the classical world, but he's not known for his opera at all, really. So it's one of his very first works. He wrote this when he was about 18.
These musical prodigies.
Yeah, if you want to feel inferior, just think about that for a little bit. So this is one of his first things. That really started to launch his career. It was definitely a hit right away. But, you know, oddly enough, he sort of moved on from opera from there, onto more piano repertoire, symphonic repertoire that we know so much.
Okay, so before we go on to the specifics of what's in Aleiko, I'm curious, what's your theory on why Rachmaninoff didn't write more than three operas?
Well, you know, I can't really speak as a historical expert, but I think part of it is, you know, he was a fantastic pianist himself, and, you know, he was still quite actively performing there. So it probably was, you know, he was drawn to that, and that's part of why we have so many great, you know, so much great piano repertoire
right.
from him. So, I mean, there's also just always practical concerns with producing opera. It's much, much harder to create new works there than it is to, say, write something for solo piano.
And yet an 18-year-old Rachmaninoff did write this opera. So what was the inspiration behind Aleiko? What's being told here?
So the story is pulled from a Pushkin poem. It's actually the same poem that inspired Prosper Mérimée to write the story that Carmen is based on.
Huh.
So, okay, now we're back in really safe opera territory. So people know Carmen. People love Carmen. So it's based on a similar story to that. So it's a gypsy love story. So there's a little revenge plot, a little love plot, wild dance music, beautiful, you know, love duets. The heart and soul of opera right there.
Wild dance, beautiful duets. Well, let's listen to a little bit more from the opera. This is an aria performed by the character Aleiko. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the specific production in a second, but before we do, there's this eye-popping fact here that the last time Aleiko was performed in the United States was 1916?
Certainly on the East Coast in 1916. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it was pre-Russian Revolution. and that at that time it was by the Boston Grand Opera. So Graham, tell us a little bit more about this current production that's going on. I understand it's taking place in a synagogue in Brighton.
Yeah, nearly 100 years after the last performance. We're not in Symphony Hall or the Schubert Theater or any of the places where you think about great music happening with great artists. So Commonwealth Lyric Theater is a labor of love from Alexander Prokhorov, who's the artistic director, and Olga Lizovskaya, who's the executive director there. Both of them grew up in the Soviet Union and are professional singers themselves. It's their second production. They did a Tchaikovsky opera as their debut last year. And this is the one that for years now, Aleiko is what they wanted to start with, but needed to put it off a little bit until they were ready for it. So this is really, you know, there's a lot of love that's going into this show. And I think that's part of why they've been able to bring in some fantastic artists who you wouldn't necessarily normally expect to see in a venue like this.
Such as?
Well, you know, one of my personal favorites is Jana Beatty, who's probably known to a lot of Boston opera fans for her roles with Opera Boston before. They also have some internationally known singers who have performed with the Bolshoi or who've performed Wagner in Germany, some great international talent that's come to Boston as well.
And you've been to one of their rehearsals a little earlier this week, right?
That's right. Monday night, I went to one of their rehearsals and got a chance to chat with some of their musicians and staff about the project. Particularly, I got a moment to chat with Jana Beatty, who's one of the two women singing the role of Zemfira. Jana happens to also be one of the few non-native Russian speakers in the cast. So I asked her what that was like.
I came to my first rehearsal yesterday, and really and truly, it was like taking a drink out of a fire hose. It was like, oh, it's everything is Russian. Everyone's speaking in Russian, and every lyric is in Russian, and I have no idea where I'm supposed to be standing. I got thrown onto stage at one point. They said, Zemfira, go! And so I go on stage, and I'm like, I have no idea where I'm supposed to be standing. And I turned to the woman next to me in the ensemble. I said, what am I supposed to be doing? And she said, dance orgy.
That's phenomenal. Oh, gosh. I was going to say she's very brave, but it sounds like a lot of fun, too. But, I mean, in all seriousness, Graham, what attracted Jana Beatty to this type of opera, a smaller production?
Well, you know, I think, like, for so many musicians, they're drawn to the music first.
In and around the Boston area, I tend to sing a lot of non-tonal or contemporary music, so I'm really excited I'm singing something that has tunes. It's so emotional and so engaging, and it's just fun from the minute you step on stage.
Well, Graham, one thing I note about Aleiko is that it's a one-act opera.
That's right. It's very short. I think the running time is just around an hour and 15 minutes, all said and done. So it's pretty easy gamble if you're not somebody who's inclined to go to opera, but, you know, it might also leave you wanting more.
But the company has added some more music to
That's
it.
Right, yeah. So the version that they're presenting has some additional music that's been added based on some gypsy folk tunes. The contemporary composer Moshe Shulman has taken these gypsy tunes and set them in with the Rachmaninoff music and has slipped in among those tunes some of the motifs from Aleiko.
Mm. So what I love about this pick, Graham, is that here we have a rarely performed Russian opera by a world-renowned composer, Rachmaninoff, being performed, you know, for the first time in virtually a century in Boston, but not by the big opera company we've got here, right? I mean, it's not being performed by the Boston Lyric Opera. It's taking place in a smaller company.
Well, that's right. It's a very small company. So, you know, don't expect what you would see at a place like the Boston Lyric Opera. It's going to be smaller sets, simpler costumes. There's, you know, a volunteer chorus. It's definitely not what you would expect to see at the Schubert Theater, but there's some amazingly talented singers who are there, and they can make it work.
Well, it makes me think that, you know, there was a lot of concern when Boston's other big opera company, Opera Boston, had to close down, but it seems like there's still a lot of appetite for opera in the city.
You're spot on there, on the side of the audience and on the side of the artists. You know, because I think that's one of the reasons when you can go to a project that, frankly, on the surface, you might not necessarily expect to find great artists. You know, you expect to see those at Symphony Hall, the Theater District, Opera House. You don't expect to see those at a temple or in a church basement somewhere. But the artists are seeking the opportunities to do great art. They're drawn to the music. They want to make music. And, you know, if the big professional opportunities aren't there for it, then you go to the smaller ones.
And they're still making great art.
Still making music. Exactly.
Well, let's go out on some more music from Aleiko. This is an aria sung by one of the young gypsies in the opera. Graham Wright, thank you so much.
Always so much fun to be here.
That's Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair, an art salon in Boston. He was talking to us about the Rachmaninoff opera Aleiko, which will be performed in a limited run by the Commonwealth Lyric Theater beginning this Sunday. There's more information at our arts and culture website, artery.wbur.org.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.